A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Awardner, and in this episode, which is part of the December Dailies, hashtag Christmas Podding, the month of December 2019, I will be publishing a daily podcast. I thought I'd open up my makeup bag and tell you what my current can't live without beauty buys are. We did this back in May for a pod a day in May, and it generated a lot of chat in the Facebook group. So I thought, well, let's do it again for December because my makeup bag has completely shifted and changed since then. These aren't my favourite beauty buys of 2019 necessarily, because some of them are products that I'm currently testing, but I do really, really like them. I've kind of cherry picked not just what's in my makeup bag, but what was front of the beauty shelf and thought, right, well, those are the ones I keep going back to at the moment. And I love them so much. Oh, and if you are curious, there is going to be a beauty honours list coming as part of this December series of podcasts. So keep your ears open in the next week or so, because I thought what I would do is I would do my top 10 makeup buys and possibly my top 10 skincare buys. Or do I just do a top 10 beauty? Who knows? You'll have to stay tuned. Anyway, if you watch my makeup reviews on Instagram, then you'll know that I tend to steer towards low maintenance, no fuss makeup. I have a look and it's rare that I deviate from it. Although I do wake up most mornings and think, today will be the day when I put on that really bright red lip or that bright pink lip or that coral lip or that vermilion lip or that purple lip. Or I'll think maybe today's the day that I'll wear fake lashes. But then I start doing my makeup, and as soon as I start doing my makeup, my mind completely shifts to, right, what have I got to do today? And so playing with makeup kind of completely evaporates from my thoughts. I do save my looks for special occasions or when I'm just feeling in the mood to glam up a bit. But my makeup in the main is usually like more emphasis on the eyes, try and get a bit of glow and bronze on the cheeks and make my lips look fuller than they are. That's really kind of, and lashes, obviously, lots of lashes. And also new this year in 2019 is colouring in my scalp. That's part of my makeup routine. It's like, right, is everything covered? Do I have a hair hole? Yes, I do. Let's get some colour wow and buff that in, or buff that out, as it were. But as I've said many, many times before, just to go back to wearing the same sort of makeup all the time, there is nothing wrong with a beauty rut. Yes, it's lovely to play with lots of colourful lipsticks and lots of wild, shimmery, golden metallic eyeshadows. But if you've only ever worn taupe eyeshadow, mascara and the same pinky blush for a decade, then good on you for finding what makes you look and feel good. There is nothing wrong with that as far as I'm concerned. There is a time to play, and we can explore that a bit more on IGTV. If you're not sure, IGTV, that's Instagram TV. That's my Instagram page, and you can find that on Instagram at Emma Gunns. And if you follow me there, you'll know that I'm doing a series of foundation wear test reviews. So my loyalty to a base right now is non-existent. I am fickle AF. I am officially a player in the game of foundation. But the one that I'm testing right now, the one that I really, really like, is the Dior Backstage Face and Body Foundation. It's really giving me all of the good feelings. It's not dissimilar from my beloved MAC Face and Body, which is another base that I adore, but probably has a little bit more pigment and a bit more grip. It's definitely got, if you read the blurb on it, it's all about staying put even through sweat and humidity. So it's definitely got a bit more grip than MAC Face and Body, which is, it just feels a bit like skincare when you apply it. So if you like coverage that isn't too heavy but doesn't wear off quickly, then this really is a winner. I wear shade 3W0. And it requires barely any skill to get a really good finish with it. It looks seamless. It looks seamless. Although please always remember, blend is your friend. So this foundation comes in 40 shades. But a few shades actually work for me. I can get away with a few. So I'd say the shade range is pretty fluid. So it's probably more inclusive than the swatches would have you believe. And I really would take a look at those swatches because the shade range is, as I say, really broad, which is fantastic. And what's pleasing about this foundation is that it's buildable. So you can use a very light touch and get a natural finish, or you can build and layer and get something with a little more coverage, but that's no less real looking. I think it's a really, really clever formula, actually. And of course, it's a prestige variety foundation, but I do think they've got some clever tech in there to actually make it last and actually make it lay down some really good skin true pigment. I personally never set my foundation, but because this is quite light, it could benefit from a little bit of pressed powder around the nose and forehead. But you know your skin better than anyone. So if your base moves around and looks blotchy by the end of the day, then this might be a foundation that would benefit for you specifically priming your skin and maybe setting with a powder just to ensure you get the best out of this particular base. I really like wearing it. It's easy, it's seamless, and it gives my complexion a tone and a healthy look that I really can't get on my own. So that shade for me is 3W0, and it really does just make me look a bit healthier and a bit...
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
It just looks like my skin has been in the sun for a bit, but not in a bronzed way, just in a glow way. You know what I'm saying? So there we go. Aside from that, and obviously I really am enjoying that foundation a lot, I have become slightly obsessed with only using one other colour product. Now, I'm a huge fan of Daniel Sandler's watercolour blushes and the new gel blush formula that he has on cheeks, lids and lips. But right now, what happens to be in my makeup bag is the Milk Makeup Matte Bronzer in Baked. And what I find this does... and because I, like I said, my makeup at the moment is really low maintenance. So I dot this into my hairline, down the center of my nose, across my cheeks and along my jawline. And then I blend like there's no tomorrow. And it reads as tanned, healthy skin. And because it's matte, it doesn't make me look shiny, shimmery or greasy. It just, again, really works really well with that Dior Backstage foundation, actually, and just kind of works together to just make my skin look like it's in really, really good condition and has just maybe had a bit of sun recently, healthily done with an SPF of factor 50, of course. So that's really my thing. And then also what I do with that is I just get my ring finger, smush it into the product and then dab it onto my eyelids. And that's enough for a basic day look. And I might use a brown eyeliner just to make my lashes look thicker or my eyes look a bit bigger. And then I just use something like Max Factor 2000 Calorie Mascara. Not my favorite mascara, by the way, because I do like a big lash and that's not what I get from 2000 Calorie. But it does a really good, decent, everyday mascara job. So there we go. I might brush my brows through with Benefit Gimme Brow in 4.5. And then I just put Vaseline on my lips. And if I'm going out, I always make sure I have a nude lip pencil. Why do I keep saying my E's like eyes? Pencil? I have a nude lip pencil, like Charlotte Tilbury Iconic Nude, so I can draw over my lip line and make my lips look fuller, but not wear like a full lipstick. My lips are very dry at the moment, so I'm just using, I wasn't using Vaseline, and then I'm back to using Vaseline again. And it really does, for me, it just makes them soften up. I put loads on overnight, and then in the morning, my lips are grand. So there we go. Now, the glue that holds all of this together are two Real Techniques brushes. So there's Brush 200, which is the Mini Expert Face Brush. And that's what I use for my base. And then there's the 407, which is the mini multitask brush. And by Jiminy, do I make it multitask. And so that's what I use to make sure that the bronzer is completely seamless and worked into my skin and worked into my skin and hairline and looks completely natural. And it's also, I just use it at an angle and buff it over my eyelids just to draw out that color that I've dabbed on with my ring finger, just to make everything look a little bit more done than just sort of plonked on my face, if you know what I mean. So that really is, and the Vaseline, obviously. So that really is what is in my makeup bag right now. And I know what, and you know, I know what I'm going to say, but do you know what I'm going to say? I think you're going to think I'm going to say, and what's in your makeup bag? And you're absolutely right. Let's start a thread in the Facebook group, because really, if you said to me, you've got 5 minutes to pack, we're going somewhere amazing, and you can only take hand luggage, those are the products that I would pick up right now. And I wouldn't have a panic on the plane or have to be pulled out of the beauty counters at duty free because I'm stocking up. Although that probably would happen, let's face it. But you know what I mean? It's just good, solid, does the job, makes me feel great, makes me feel like I'm a bit done, but not overdone makeup. And I really do think I've come back to that Milk Makeup matte bronzer stick quite a lot since I got it earlier on in the year. And I really think it's a fantastic quality product that blends really, really beautifully into the skin. And they've got that matte formula so bang on the money, because it gives you something. It does give skin something, but it doesn't, but not in a flat way and not in a shimmery way. So they've really nailed that sort of true skin enhances, but doesn't overpower finish. I just think it's a really, really clever product. So let's start a thread in the Facebook group. Well, I'll start a thread. How about that? I'm the admin. I'll start a thread in the Facebook group, and you can let me know your current beauty favorites that never let you down, or the bases that you come back to time and time again. Or maybe there's a base that you've been having a problem with. Maybe you're liking the sound of the Dior foundation because I'm saying that it might not shift because of humidity or because of sweat, or you might need to set it. So let me know what any of your questions are, what any of your problems are, and we will have a chat in the Facebook group. The link to join the Facebook group is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. It would be so delightful to see you there. You can also DM me if you have any questions about this particular episode. I'm at Emma Guns on Instagram and Twitter. Or you can email me. I'm thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. And you know that it's my favourite part of the day when I hear from you guys. So please, my most excellent listeners, don't be shy about getting in touch. Thank you so much for listening to this little episode about what's in my makeup bag. I cannot wait to go over to the Facebook group and find out what's in yours. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to see you on the next one.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.